Thank you for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website. It's strength4thejourney.com. That's strengthforthejourney.com. We have a number of articles that are listed on the website. There's another link that's been recently put on there called Today's Rhema, just giving a daily Holy Spirit inspired word. Just what is God speaking today? And sometimes I wake up in the morning and the Lord's speaking to me, and I get my little notepad out and write what I hear Him saying. And so I posted those on Today's Rhema. This radio program is program number 28. If you're listening by shortwave radio, it's under a link called S4TJ Radio. Today I have a special guest. His name is Dr. Daniel Daves. We recently met. He lives up in Costa Rica. He has quite a journey, what God has done with his life and how he brought him to Central America. And recently the Lord inspired him to move to Panama, and he's in the midst of doing that right now. And he's here in the studio with me today, and I'm excited to have him share some of his experience and what God has done in his life and how God has transplanted him. And it all began with a dream that he had one night. And it's interesting that the Lord woke him up while he was sleeping. And so I'm going to have Dr. Daniel Daves share some of his testimony of how God got his attention and how he moved him here and just whatever's on his heart. Thank you, Dr. Daniel Daves, for coming in today.
I would like to just start by saying I'm so thankful to Jesus for what he's done in my life. There is no doubt that I would not be alive today if he would not have intervened, loved me, and saved me back at 18 years old. I was the wildest party animal, speed demon, and doing everything that I could get in my body for a thrill. And he reached down and dramatically saved my life and saved me from addictions to drugs and alcohol. And that started my true journey with a born-again experience where my life went from deep night to bright day. And ever since then, I had been interested in doing something for God, helping Him to win, you know, win the lost. What can I do, you know? My life has moved forward from that 18-year-old period where I've pastored for 20 years. I've been in businesses, multiple businesses around the United States. And I was also a musician for years where I traveled and sang, and we won young people through power evangelism, won them to Jesus. I had pastored, my last pastor was in St. Louis, Missouri, where God had spoken to my family and I very clearly after about 12 years of being there that we had another move to make to Dallas, Texas. It was a dramatic move for us, and we landed safely in Dallas, and the Lord blessed us as I was moving with missions and business. I was traveling to many different nations, preaching the gospel in pastors' conferences. I really had the dream missionary life, especially in Dallas, Texas. As you know, everything's big there. Everything is, everyone's proud in Texas, right?
Our hometown.
That's right. And our theme in Texas was the United States of Texas. And that's where we landed. And for 7 years, we were there raising our kids up in a Christian school, a Christian environment, a great church. Everything was going good, and I would fly in and out of Africa or the Philippines or Central America and minister and feed children, one of the things we do with our nonprofit organization. And but in the middle of that stay in Dallas in 2008, God changed my life. He rocked my world by giving me a dream. Now, evidently, I'm getting older because the Bible says older men will dream dreams, younger men have visions. I used to have visions, but this one came as a dream. And it was so profound and so powerful. I could not fathom the dream that I had had. I didn't understand it all. It took me 6 solid months of intensified study to find out what I had just seen. This dream to me was so real that when I woke up in my bed, I thought I had fallen asleep, because when I was in the dream, it was more real than when I actually woke up. It was really something. I'm not a stranger to dreams. I understand prophetic dreams. I've had a few that successfully led our family in ministry to make critical decisions for the kingdom of God. But in this one, when I had this dream, it was a 3-part dream that explained what was happening in the United States of America. It was like what I call a CIA, or our word is HSI, Holy Spirit Intelligence. God showed me what was going to happen in the future through this dream in 2008. And while I heard and saw everything that was going to happen, I didn't understand it. Thank God I studied and I began to learn and crack open the truth about what's really going on in the Western world, and especially in the United States of America. Through that, this powerful dream, and I'll just explain briefly the first part of the dream. A government official stood up on a big screen television and began to make an announcement. Where did he make it? He made it for me. I was in Dallas, Texas, out around the area where JFK, the memorial and everything was, where he was shot in the Dallas area. There were multitudes of people all standing around, and it was almost like a concert was getting ready to happen, but nothing had happened yet. So people were just talking and milling around, and it was very peaceful. I was there with a friend of mine and our sons. There were many big screen TVs on these buildings all over Dallas. And suddenly the big screen came up and there was a government official on the screen. Everyone silenced and he began to speak. "Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make." And then he proceeded to say 3 things. He said, "America, as you have known it, has ceased to exist. All property lines have been dissolved and the U.S. dollar is worthless." When the people heard these 3 things, they began to panic. They started running for their lives, running to their cars, taking off on bicycles, running on foot, and they were all heading west. It was interesting. I took note of that. They were heading west, and I noticed these people were so frantic, and they were making decisions in such haste. I knew there was going to be a lot of trouble, and a lot of people were going to get hurt. As a matter of fact, a man jumped in his car and took off down this road where my son and my friend's son were playing ball. They were kicking a soccer ball. I ran over with all I had and grabbed him by the neck and pulled them out of the way of this car as he sped by. He would have ran over them with disregard for their lives because he was so afraid and he was reacting so strongly to these 3 announcements that had been made. And that was the end of the first part of this dream. Well, that shook me up because I had never heard of the dollar being worthless. I knew it had devalued. I didn't know a lot about the dollar money or currency at that time. And I certainly didn't know anything about property lines being dissolved. I mean, my Lord, that's communism. And my America that I lived in my little dream world as a minister, raising a Christian family, kids in Christian school, you know, going to church on Sunday. And we were super Christians because we went on Wednesday night too, you know. But all of a sudden, America, as you've known it, has ceased to exist. This, my America is baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And right here in 2008, we're about to have this crash of the entire system, and Chevrolet is going to go to China. And baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, this is all going away as everything was going to begin to change. Well, as we know, years later from 2008, many of those things which I heard in the dream, have come to pass. Just this last week, Doug Casey, Stansberry, Glenn Beck, many people are standing up and saying, America as we've known it has ceased to exist. It's gone. They're now declaring it years after I heard this government official say that. So when I heard this and then began to study it out, and the Lord spoke to me and said, son, you have a responsibility not only to move on this, but to tell others and to warn them what the secret elite and what Satan's plan is for this country. Warn them. So I wrote a book about it and another dream that I had had, which is very significant. And we've made that book available, and I've spoken on many radio programs, and everywhere I go, I'm trying to warn the faithful who have ears to hear, who have eyes to see what it is that the enemy has planned. Thank God for his HSI, Holy Spirit intelligence, because he will tell us ahead of time, just as he did Jesus. Those people, the Jews, would get ready to stone him, and they'd say, he comes here every day at 5 o'clock, so let's take him out. And then he would go another way. He knew ahead of time what the plan was for his demise and destruction. And we know that Jesus laid his life down for us. But they tried to grab him once after he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. They were going to throw him off of a cliff, but he walked right through them. And we know the MO, the method of operation that Jesus and his followers walk in. I'm willing to give my life, but you're not going to take it from me. Jesus said, I determine when I give my life. You don't determine it. I'm in authority. You're not in authority. And so, thank God, he wants to give us this intelligence. He wants to show us what to do. He wants to speak to every person who's connected with him, every son, every daughter, every child of God. He's trying to get a message to us so that we can make movements ahead of our enemies.
God wants to give us wisdom right now. I know he is really trying to speak to us right now, but you know, the big question is, are we listening? Do we really have ears for him? There's so many times that Jesus said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So it really says that many people that were sitting there, standing there, listening, didn't have ears. They didn't have an understanding heart. They didn't have a desire to give up their old life to get a new one. And Jesus even said that unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And see in the Greek means to understand or comprehend. And there's a comprehension that comes when we're willing to give up our old life to get the new one. And many of those people that were standing there in the audience of Jesus weren't willing to give up their old life, the rich young ruler and many others. And only those that were willing to leave all and forsake all had the ability to begin a new life. And this is what God has been doing with Dr. Dan and myself and a number of people now. He's trying to give us a new life. He's trying to direct us in new steps. He's trying to give us guidance right now, but we have to be willing to leave the old life. We have to be willing to leave our comfort zone and all the comforts of life that we have so become so accustomed to. And this is sometimes God just has to reach down into our nest and pick out the down feathers. And this dream that Dr. Dan has been describing, it was kind of like a stripping of his nest. He didn't feel comfortable anymore. So he knew something was going to change. He began to do his research and began to discover that there are some things that he didn't know. He didn't understand that this dream could potentially come true with the things that have been going on that he was unaware of. He was just doing the ministry thing, doing just the same old, like many of us get in this little groove in our life, and we just kind of go down this road of the same old, every day is just the same. We go off to work, we go to church, we compare ourselves with other people, we think we're just as, you know, much a Christian as anybody else. But I know what God is trying to do right now in our life. He's trying to get us to quit comparing ourselves with each other, but compare ourselves with him. And if we'll do that, we'll find that we are wanting, that there's so much in our life that we have not experienced in our walk with him. He's calling us to a walk of obedience. He's calling us down this narrow path. But the real question is, do we have ears for him? Because if our heart isn't for him, we're not going to have ears for him either. And if we don't have ears for him, then we're not going to have a mouth for him, and we're not going to be able to speak for him. But God wants us to give him our ears, give him our heart, allow him to speak whatever he needs to speak into our life, allow him to say whatever he needs to say. He's talked to many people back. You just go back and look at the Gospels, and if you have a red letter edition, you can just read the kind of words that he spoke to people. There was never an easy word. It was always something difficult. There was always a leaving in order to follow. You can't follow something without leaving something. And most people, their trust, if you look into their life, is really what they have. And a walk with the Lord he has to be all that we are looking forward to, and we have to know that only he has the words of life, and he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he is the way. If we're going to follow him, we have to go his way. And this is a decision all of us have to make in our life. We have to be willing to leave our comfort zone. I know the Lord, I might have mentioned this on another program, but he said to me, he said, you willingly leave your comfort zone, or your comfort zone will leave you. And I know that we're going into a new time in history right now where many people's comfort zones are going to be going away, that many people right now that are listening have been feeling the squeeze, that maybe they don't have a job right now. Maybe their hours have been reduced. Maybe their bank account isn't as fat as it used to be. Maybe they don't even have a bank account with anything in it. But God is trying to say, I want you to depend upon me. I want you to give me everything you have so I can give you everything I have. And it's a beautiful exchange if we will just be trusting enough to allow him to do the exchange. But it's going to have to be our decision that we make. He's already made a decision to give himself to us. Now we have to make that decision and do the same direction. We have to give him all of us. But it depends on whether we're willing to be a servant. And God is looking for bond servants right now. He's looking for those who will willingly leave all to follow him. And this is something that Dr. Dan has experienced in his own life when he left his comfort zone and he had to go and didn't know exactly all the details. And this is the way God does with us, is that he doesn't always give us the details. He just gives us a word, tells us something to do, and we have to be willing to obey. We just have to say, Lord, you know better than I do. And this is something I've talked about in other programs, is the need to recognize his voice, that we have to eliminate what we know is not God's voice so we can discern his voice. And if we're not willing to get rid of what we know isn't him, then we'll never get to really know his voice, because there's going to be confusion in our life, that we have to eliminate what we know isn't him. And this is where God is trying to get us to examine ourselves right now, and the behavior that we're exhibiting right now in our life. You know, there's some of the statistics that are in the States right now, and probably most of the world right now, are just astounding when you look at the numbers of Christian men who are addicted to porn right now, and that this is not the body of Christ that is the spotless bride. This is a bride that needs to be cleaned up. This is a bride that needs to really examine itself and come before the Lord, broken before him. And God wants to give us a word, but it may not be an easy word. It may be a hard word. It may be, I want you to leave all. I want you to forsake all and follow me. And I want you, just for a moment here, Dr. Dan, you've explained a little bit about the dream, and it came in three parts, and you literally were woken up in the midst of a dream. So share us a little bit more about how that happened.
Yes. Okay. One thing that it's important to know, and through the many layers of the layers of truth that God brought to me, through my period of saying, oh, Lord, I am undone. I am unclean. I'm not ready for what I just saw. This is so foreign to me. And so he began to peel off my blinders and my the fog that was around me as a U.S. Christian leader that I had been a pastor for 20 years, you know, and now I'm a missionary, you know, but I'm not seeing things correctly, evidently. So he began to peel these things off layer by layer, and he will do the same for you if you're listening today. He will peel off a layer. And what's important is that you act on what you know. If you see the truth, seek him while he may be found. Serve him while there's still daylight. There comes a day. There comes an hour, you know, darkness, great darkness comes. So when he shows you truth, act on it. Move on it. Don't just believe. Even the devils believe, but act on it. True faith is putting into motion what God has shown you. So as God peeled these things off from me, he began to put me in a motion forward. My first inclination was to get scared of what I saw. Oh no, is my nation gone? Is America as I've known it has ceased to exist? Is it really gone? Because where I had been in that dream, it was gone. And so my first inclination was fear, but the Lord really structured me and he commanded me, do not run away from this, but run to me. Run to me, son. What have I called you to do? Where have I called you to do it? Be there. Go there now. Jesus said, where I am, there also will my servant be. Well, we can be believers. We can be in that wide group of people and be a believer, but not be where his servants are. So I began to seek him and say, God, where are you? Or I said this, where are you in my future? Because I want to meet you in my future. And I began to hear from him, I want you to move to Central America. I have a work for you to do from there. And he spoke to me, go there, and then I will show you what to do from there, which is a Bible principle. Abram in Genesis 12, he said, Abram, get up and leave the three most critical and binding things in your life. Leave them. Break the chains so that you can go where I'm calling you to. He said, Abram, leave your people, leave your country, and leave your father's household and go to a land that I will show you. That scripture makes it clear God did not show him where to go. I'm sure if Abram was like me, Abram would have been saying, so do I go north or west? Do you want me to head towards that mountain or go the other way? Tell me exactly what to do, then I'll do it. But God said, leave and then I'll show you. So God put it on him. You move and then I'll open the next layer for you to obey. I'll show you the next step to take. The scriptures say that God will lead the steps of a righteous man, but he can't lead you if you're not walking. A man standing still cannot be led. So he gives us a layer, we move on it. He gives us another understanding, we move on it. And that's how he trained me through my period of transition into Central America. Now, I'd like to say just a couple things for the people listening. If you're listening today and you're saying, I need to get moving, and I just don't know how to do it for sure. Andrew has already said today what I'm going to repeat, and that is this. I believe you need to throw yourself in the fire of God. I have a book called Compass Guide, which is a one-year training manual that will strip away all of the old and highlight the new and what God has put in you as eternal gold, silver, precious stones. And in that book, one of the things we talk about is filter and focus, a very powerful kingdom truth. And that is, you need to filter out of your life everything that has nothing to do with your future, everything that will hold you back from taking that next step of obedience with God. You have to filter it. That means relationships are going to have to go. That means an old dead-end job may have to go. You may have to get rid of the tools in your garage. There's something holding you back and is wasting your time so that you can't focus. After you've filtered, focus like an eagle on what God has told you to do next. And if you will focus on that, and you will then immerse yourself in the fire of God, which is His Word. Read the Bible every day, every day. If you don't know how to get started, some people are overwhelmed with this big book. Well, I've been a Christian my whole life, and I know I should have read the whole thing through, but I never have. So how do I eat this? Well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite per day. That's one meal per day. And we have a program where many, many people around the world are reading the Word with us. And we have this program allows you to read the Old Testament through and the New Testament through in 1 year. And you can read Psalms and Proverbs with us 12 times per year. If you read with us, and we'll get you that program. I'll get it to you, Andrew.
Is it on the website?
It's over at drdanieldaves.com, drdanieldaves.com. You can pick that thing up with our Compass Guide program and just read. Immerse yourself in the Word. You got to get in the Word, and He will burn away, and He will speak to you.
Thank you. That's right. Just something that I've just been intrigued with is just reading the Gospels and getting into the red letters themselves, not wanting just to hear what somebody else said that Jesus said, but I want to hear, what did Jesus say? What did He say? And this is what we're all of us have to get now to, is just the point, what is Jesus's voice sounds like? Well, you know, when the Holy Spirit's speaking to us, it's going to sound just like that red letter edition. It's going to sound like His voice, and He's going to say hard things to us. He's going to say difficult words that many people don't want to hear. But we have to get to a place just like Peter did when he said, only You have the words of life. And if we can get to that place where we realize that only Jesus has the words of life, and just be willing to receive whatever He wants to say to us, if we will be willing just to hear whatever He has to say and be obedient, He said that, My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. We have to be, first of all, be willing to hear what He has to say, and then we have to be able to be willing to do whatever He says to do. And if we'll get to that point in our heart that we'll say, Lord, speak to me, tell me what You want me to do, and I will do it, no matter what it is. If I need to give up something, if I need to let things go, I will do it. If I need to go someplace else, I'll do it. Just speak to me. And if you will cry out with all your heart and say, Lord, speak to me, I know He will. Thank you again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength4thejourney.com. Thank you, Dr. Daniel Daves, for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.